It's 88.5 KCSN. I'm Nick Harkle, getting confused with my Christmas shows. Anyway, we're wrapping up our program this morning. I'm happy to say that the neighborhood join us. We've got Jesse, Jeremy, Zach, Mikey, and Brian. Welcome to the station and to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Going to come back and chat a little bit. We'll let you kick into a song, first of all. It's The Neighborhood, and they're on the morning show at KCSN.
All I am is a man. I want this world in my hands. I hate the beach, but I stand in California with my toes in the sand. Grab the sleeves of my sweater, let's have an adventure. Heads in the clouds, but my gravity center. Touch my neck and I'll touch yours. You and those little high-waisted shorts. Oh, oh, she knows what I think about. And what I think about. One love, two miles. One love and one house. With no shirt, no blouse. Just us, you find out. Nothing that we don't want to tell you about. No, cause it's too cold. Oh, oh, for you here. And now, so let me. If I may just take your breath away, I don't mind if there's not much to say. Sometimes the silence guides our minds to move to a place so far away. And the goosebumps start to race the minute that my left hand meets your wrist. And then I watch your face, I put my finger on your tongue cause you love the taste. These hearts adore, everyone the other beats hearts for. Inside this place is warm, outside it stars pour.
It's the neighborhood on KCSN, and I'm going to throw a few cliches in. How can I help it? The neighborhood, obviously. The band is from not too far away from here in Northridge, and Newbury Park. And I tell you guys, you should have been here at 6 o'clock this morning when I was here. It was freezing. Maybe we can catch up with a little bit of history. I was looking at some stuff that Kevin Bronson was writing about you guys earlier on this year, and he's been a big fan, obviously. And I know you've got an airplay over in the UK, and I was talking to a couple of the guys when they first got here and saying, so have you done a radio session before? And said, yeah, we did Radio 1. Which was that your first one over in London?
Yeah, that was pretty much the only live radio performance we've done besides this.
And Maida Vale has got a little bit more history than this place. Obviously, we've had a lot of bands coming through the studio you're in right now. But Maida Vale, and I was talking to, who did we have on yesterday? Oh, Jessie Ware. We're going to run a session with her. And she was talking about Maida Vale, which is where the Beatles did all their stuff back in the 60s. And pretty much everybody as well. What was it like being there?
It was great. There's a lot of history connected to that place. It felt really cool to be in there with, you know, with all the history that's been there and all the great bands that have come through.
I'm wondering what that brings to something when you go into a place like that and you're playing in a place like that. Does it? Can you feel the history?
Yeah, definitely. It's not really so much pressure as it is we want to live up to all the names that have been there as well.
Maybe we could get a little bit of history on the band. And as I said, you're from not that far away from Thousand Oaks, which is not that far away from where we're broadcasting from. You guys know each other as kids. How did the band come together?
Yeah, a lot of us did. Some of us met maybe 3-4 years ago, but a couple of the guys knew each other for 13 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. And when you did get together with this lineup, what was the plan apart from to make great music?
I think that was pretty much the only plan. We wanted to start a movement. We wanted to do something that we didn't see anybody else really doing. You know, make music that we enjoyed and make music that we enjoyed playing.
What kind of stuff did you listen to? What kind of stuff were you growing up listening to?
The Works. Depending on who you ask, it could be anything from, you know,
new band called The Works, really
90s hip hop, or, you know, Beatles, you know, all the oldies, all the good stuff.
What's the songwriting process like for you guys? How do you go about writing?
It depends on the song. A lot of the EP was actually written in Jesse's bedroom at his house.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what was the first song? Because I know that Female Robbery was the one that they picked up in the UK. Was that the first one?
That was the first one that we released, but Sweater Weather was actually the first song that we wrote, the one we just played.
Now, there is an EP right now which has that on, as well as Female Robbery, and I'm presuming you're working on an album, right?
Yeah. The album should be out early 2013.
Where is it done? Is it recorded and just finishing up the last bits and pieces?
Yep. We're in the mastering process, so everything else is pretty much done.
Where did you record it, and how long a process was that?
We recorded at the same place we did the EP at, which is 4th Street in Santa Monica.
Okay.
It was a couple months. We did a couple months there, and then we flew out to New York, and we did a couple months there. And now it's just been the mixing process back and forth, and it's finally done. So,
did you work with a producer?
Yeah, Justin Pilbrow, who did the EP as well, and then Emil Haney came in on the album.
What can somebody like that? What can a producer bring to the work that perhaps wasn't there before?
Oh, a lot. It's good to have fresh ears on it, because, you know, we've sit with the songs for such a long like period of time that to have someone else come in and, you know, get their professional opinion is always cool.
Well, it's great to have you guys in the studios. It's brief, obviously.
Thank you. Yeah,
and
for
you're going to play us out with Female Robbery?
Yes.
Okay, that's The Neighborhood. And they're on The Morning Show. I want to thank everybody for listening into the program this morning. We'll be back on Monday, all being well, of course. And The Neighborhood will take us to the top of the hour. Jim Nelson taking you through the day. Don't forget Connections, made by Guitar Center, which is my weekly program, which is all new music, all independent music, on 4 o'clock Saturday afternoons. Again, The Neighborhood on KCSN. Thanks, guys.
I think I found him. I think I found something. I think I found something in my TV screen. I think I found out that I have nothing. Yeah, that I have nothing in this place for me. I watched it all in my head, perfect sense. They'll take me from my bed. They'll leave everything that is worth a single cent. And just take me instead. That TV show I saw as I fell asleep had me on both my knees, praying to whatever is in heaven, please send me a felon. Don't let the police know anything, anything. You don't tell them anything, anything, please. Anything, anything. Don't tell them anything, anything. I think I can tell. I think I can tell them. Tell them they were made for me. I'm thinking they'll know. Know it already. I'm thinking they'll know just about everything. Hey, I bet they planned it all out like the shows, and they went everywhere I go. They walked in the store right behind me, stood in line right beside me, then followed me to my home. I'm sure they figured it out early on that I would never run, and that they could shoot, but that's no fun, 'cause then they're killing the stolen son. Anything, anything, you don't tell them anything, anything, please. Anything, anything, you don't tell them anything, anything, please. Oh, oh. So don't you tell them. Don't you tell them, don't you tell them anything. Hey, hey, don't you tell them, don't you tell, don't you tell them anything. We're gonna die, 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 die. We're gonna die, 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 die. I'm sorry, sorry.